Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for August 23rd, 2017. In today's news, New York City's new Moynihan Train Hall is designed to dazzle. A woman has died in the hospital following an elevator accident in Spain, and a 70-story residential tower in Melbourne is now complete.
Various news outlets, including Railway Age, report ground was broken on August 17th for Moynihan Train Hall, a $1.6 billion U.S. dollar facility across 8th Avenue from New York City's Penn Station that promises to be everything the underground station is not: spacious, bright, visually appealing, and easy to navigate. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said the new station, which includes a 255,000-square-foot concourse and 700,000 square feet of commercial, retail, and dining space, will stand the test of time, handle increased passenger volume, and become a destination in itself. Natural light from a skylight containing an acre of glass will filter through 11 escalators, bringing Amtrak and Long Island Railroad passengers directly down to the platforms. Completion is anticipated in 2020.
Various news outlets, including the New York Post, report a 26-year-old woman died in an elevator malfunction in Seville, Spain, just after giving birth to her third child. After the first elevator she and a hospital warden were in failed to move, the warden moved her to another elevator, which began to move when she was midway through the doors, resulting in fatal injuries. Calling the incident quick, unusual, and tragic, a hospital representative said the elevator was compliant with regulations. A mechanical failure of the elevator's door was suspected to have caused the malfunction.
The urban developer reported global contractor Multiplex has completed construction on the $114.21 million U.S. dollar residential high-rise in Melbourne. Dubbed Lighthouse, the 70-story tower at 442 Elizabeth Street is 95% pre-sold. Designed by architect Ellenberg Fraser, the 607-unit building features nearly 7,000 purple-tinted angular aluminum panels that change color depending on the viewing angle. One of its features is a Klaus automated car stacker with 157 spaces and 201 bicycle racks provided over 7 podium levels. Construction had been underway since May 2015, employing more than 380 workers. Multiplex has already planned another Melbourne apartment development, Swanston Central, for Carlton.
For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@ElevatorWorld.com.